Out in the fields, I'm Brian German with California Ag Today. This report is sponsored by Dwarty Nursery, the leader in clean, clonal, containerized tree and vine production. Plant the latest Dwartec advances in your new orchard or vineyard and reap the rewards. Since the identification of red blotch disease in 2011, there have been several studies looking at its effects. Deborah Galino is the director of the Foundation for Plant Services at UC Davis. She talked about some of their research of the disease.
I think we've made a lot of progress since it was first discovered. We know the virus causes the disease. We know that it's been around for quite a long time because we tested some herbarium specimens, and one from the 1940s was actually positive for the virus. So it's not a new problem. It's a newly recognized problem.
More from Deborah Galino after this.
Dwarty Trees and Vines is introducing four new clones of pistachio rootstocks. These UCB1 clones are screened for extremely high salt tolerance and extraordinary vigor. Call Dwarty Nursery at 1-800-472-3833 to organize a field tour with your Dwarty Nursery field representative this summer and take delivery of a new standard of pistachio and rootstock performance spring of 2017. That number again is 1-800-472-3833.
The symptoms of red blotch are so similar to those of leaf roll disease, it has been difficult to correctly diagnose and track. Galino noted that newly developed laboratory tests have helped researchers be more precise in their diagnosis.
For many years, growers and researchers alike have been frustrated because quite often they go to the field, see red leaf symptoms, take a sample back to the lab and run it, and it would be negative for the leaf roll viruses. And so we kind of thought we just hadn't found all the leaf roll viruses yet. It turns out almost all those vineyards where we saw red leaf and it wasn't positive in the lab for leaf roll, if you take it back to the lab and test for red blotch, that's what the problem is.
The most common symptom of red blotch disease is discolored leaves appearing in late August through September, causing a reduction in sugar levels. Galino noted how older lab tests are still relevant in their research.
We really dodged a bullet as far as red blotch goes because one of the biological tests we use in the program at FPS does pick up red leaf. It takes 2 years to do that test, but we're really glad we're still doing it because it turns out that was picking up red blotch, and therefore there was almost no red blotch in the collection at Foundation Plant Services.
You're listening to California Ag Today.